follow the messages on screen to win audio definition information becomes available. This station will now see the
transmission. Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Hello and welcome to episode one of the Casual Preppers Podcast. My name is Kobe and with me is Cameron.
What's up?
What's happening?
Not much. All right, so I'm going to give you guys the podcast breakdown to your ear holes.
Do it.
Casual Preppers, we wanted to kind of make this podcast to go over different prepping needs, but not be all psycho about it.
Yeah, you know,
super hardcore.
We don't want to make you feel like you have to like buy 20 years worth of ramen to put in your basement and
like four water trucks out
bury
back.
A bunker in your backyard, because we like prepping, but we don't get insane with it.
Yeah, and you know we're really into the gear, so you know we wanted to talk about the more basic stuff that you need for you, your family, you know, medical needs, things you need to store away. We're also going to go over like books that can give you more information on this, kind of break them down to see if they're worthwhile, worth of, you know, your time to read. And then we're going to kind of apply some of the stuff that, you know, that we learn. And also we're going to get some of the store or the survival gear boxes, like Battle Box,
subscription boxes,
Alpha Outpost. There's a lot of different ones.
Tell you which ones are worth it and like all the cool gear you get with them. They're fun.
They are. They're really fun. We've been getting a few for some time now.
And
we like them. They're pretty fun.
Yeah, we have a good time. So yeah, that's us. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yep. So this episode number one, we want to kind of break down an article that talks about 10 tips to prepping.
To start prepping. It's how to start prepping. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about, Cam.
That makes a lot more sense.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
To
it really
start
does.
Prepping.
So this was an article.
Number one.
Yeah. An article by Black Scout. Or no, that's not who it was about. That was Grey Wolf Survival. That's right.
Yeah.
That's who this is from. GreyWolfSurvival.com.
Yeah.
And
yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that. And
there
then
really is.
We're going to give you a quick medical tip.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about one of our survival gear boxes, subscription boxes.
Battle Box.
Yeah.
Mission 16.
So
just got it the other day. So we're going to talk about that. But first, it's time for this.
It's a mad, mad world.
Yes, it's a mad, mad world.
Freaking scary.
I know. I'm so scared. This is the portion of the podcast where we bring you a story. Well, we each bring you a story about some crazy freaking stuff going on in the world that sort of makes you want to start prepping and learning how to survive.
Buy guns
and ammo and food.
Protect yourself.
Mine, it's something crazy that happened over in the Ukraine. They actually had a cyber attack on their grid.
Freaking Ukrainians.
I know, man. But it left 225,000 people without power.
Wow.
And this was a cyber attack on the grid. This is like, you know, on the computers in the grid station, they saw the crap go down. And actually, somebody from our government, his name is Lou Barletta. He wasn't the perpetrator, but he actually wrote an op-ed. He's a Republican from Pennsylvania, and he's like, you know what? We're just as vulnerable.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
And if it happens, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So nice. That's my story. That scares the crap out of me.
That's it?
Mm-hmm, that's it.
So what happened to the people?
They didn't have power for a while. All right.
And none of them were prepared.
None of them were. I'm sure there were a few Ukrainians. Those guys are crafty over there.
But just like instant, that many people.
Yeah. Instantly.
I think they
actually said it was like 9 seconds or something that they lost it. Yeah.
That is pretty freaky.
Yeah. It's insane. So, that scares me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is pretty scary.
Yeah. What do you have for us?
Mine's a little more realistic. No, that's pretty realistic. Mine's just, I read an article about a guy and his family. He said in the same year he had three different events that actually made him, I don't know where I was thinking seven. What I was thinking is 7 days.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay.
Keep going. Don't stop.
So he said he got evacuated from his home on three different occasions that lasted over 7 days. One was.
Where does he live?
I don't know. I'm guessing like. The middle
Mexico
of
Mexico or something?
I have no idea. Okay. He's got to be like around. He probably lives next to a power plant, and a train station around it,
and then a river that runs through the middle
and a military
of his house.
Base, I guess. I don't know.
Okay,
but yeah, he had like there was a train crash that they evacuated the community, and then there was that later that year, something with the power plant, and they got evacuated. And the next one was a house blew up, so there was like an open gas line.
Well, yeah, but that just tells you it can happen.
Yeah, just like right in your neighborhood.
Yeah. So
neighborhood.
So you want to be prepared.
Yeah. So and what's kind of freaky is, you know, if you stored all your stuff in one place.
Yeah.
You're screwed.
Yeah, because you're going
to
be bugging out.
But not only that, you know, networking, and that's one thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Or we're going to talk about is, yeah, you know, you want to kind of know your other preppers in town.
Yeah.
Other get some casual friends. Preppers.
Yes, sir. Sweet. So yeah, it's a mad, mad world out there, guys.
Freaking mad.
It is. All right, so let's get into the meat of the podcast now. So like we said, we are this is based on an article by Gray Wolf Survival called Prepping 10 Simple Ideas on How to Start.
Yeah.
So how do you start prepping? Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of a prepper, but not really. I'm an amateur.
I think I've had interest in prepping for a long time, but then I kind of think of preppers as like psychotic.
Well, you think of Doomsday Preppers, the show on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what everyone thinks of.
They're just nutty and not normal.
I mean, they're some of them are normal, but they're
No, it's true.
Yeah, they are. Some of them are. Anyways, but so he has 10 different points here. Number one is start collecting some research materials about prepping. And I
like this podcast.
Like this podcast. This is exactly what he's talking
about.
We're
going to consolidate for you.
Yeah, we're going to get it right in. Yeah. So he talked about some prepping websites that he likes that has some really good information. He says Prepper Website is one of them. That's pretty straightforward name, Prepper Website. American Preppers Network, Survivalist Boards, and I've been on a couple of those.
The Survivalist Boards, there's a lot. And
there's some dudes on there.
I've gone through there a couple of times. Yeah. A lot of times.
They have some, they know their stuff.
There's some smart dudes on there.
Yeah, there really is. So I think those are well worthwhile going to check those boards out. There's some good stuff. He said Backdoor Survival and Survival Top 50 has a huge list of survival blogs.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to start. You know, you got 10 minutes, you're sitting on the crapper or something. You know, look at one of these things, you know?
Yeah, there you can find it easy if you just Google.
Yeah.
You can find any of these sites and it just kind of starts to
It's a good place to start. It's a good place to start getting excited about it and and learning a little bit here and there.
So yeah, the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Oh, you want me to
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Books on prepping.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, he says the Prepper's Pocket Guide. I've never read it. I have no idea. Build a Perfect Bug Out Bag, and the SAS Survival Handbook.
That
everybody's
one looks good.
Yeah, everybody. That's a pretty popular one. So that's it's more survival, I guess, than prepping. But they're kind of one and the same, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
That was kind of funny. He had Rich Dad Poor Dad in there.
Oh yeah.
I thought it was a mistake, but it actually wasn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just getting your finances. Like if you're in debt, you're screwed too.
Exactly.
You got loan sharks, they'll kill you.
You know, and like we said, we've been getting BattleBox for quite a while, and there's a lot, almost every one of the missions come with a reference guide or a book, usually.
They do, yep.
Like this last one, well, we won't give it away yet, but it came with one.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. You know, I like actually some fiction books because they actually give you some ideas and they get you excited about it. And
they do. I mean, who hasn't felt The Walking Dead's kind of made them think,
oh yeah, exactly,
I need to buy a bunch of guns and machetes,
yeah,
and
exactly,
shotgun shells.
Like I've read 1 Second After, which is about an EMP, and that
I'm almost done with that one.
Yeah,
it is a really good, it's so realistic,
it's a good book, and it really opens your eyes to a lot of things.
It does.
You know,
yeah,
and I just read Alas Babylon, and that's sort of an old school back from the 60s post-nuclear war sort of thing, but it was good.
Nice.
Also, like we said, podcasts, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
There really is.
This is the only one out there.
This is the only one, actually. Yeah, there isn't any other ones, is there?
No.
No, this
is
the only one. Actually, there are some good ones. There's one I've listened to a little bit lately just because I like the idea of what they're doing, but their production value is really poor. I don't remember the one I showed you, the Realistic Prepper podcast. Those guys are, I like what they're doing because they're being realistic about it. It's kind of about, like what we're about, but I feel...
Kobe's a production snob.
I sort of am, but man, yeah, it's tough to
It is tough
watch.
To listen to. Like they're in a bathtub, maybe in a submarine, giving you the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So the next one is movies. What do you think about that?
I
don't
I don't know. I'm not going to go out and buy a DVD to watch. I don't like learning that way.
But I think more of what he's thinking is almost fiction movies that...
I think so. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense to me.
I'm trying to think of some that are prepper-oriented, and I'm sort of drawing a blank. You know, there's a lot of zombie...
Have you seen Tremors?
I have.
Do you remember? In the baby, all that ammo?
Yeah. That's a true. Prepper. That dude, was that...
He's a prepper.
Wasn't like him and like Reba McEntire or something?
That's a prepper there.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon knows what's going on. You know. So anyways...
I just watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that dude. John Goodman was prepped. He was ready.
Freaky
but
movie.
Don't give away the ending.
I won't.
Don't, because they might want to watch it. Actually, I thought that was well worth the watch. It was a good movie.
It was an awesome movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
But that's like the ultimate. I wish I had a bunker like
I
that.
I do too, yeah. Anyways, so movies. That's a good place to start.
Yeah, get there.
Sure, do it.
Go watch some movies.
Okay, so that's his first point. His second point is study and drill your overall emergency plan. What are your thoughts on an emergency plan?
I just think everybody in the household needs to know it, and you need to know it back and forth. Like,
and you should have it written down.
Yeah,
like,
don't try and find a piece of paper in an emergency to figure out what you're
going
to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh, where am I going?
Just, you know, think it through. You know, I think if I knew, okay, if this happens, just by reflex, I'm going
to
go here, get this, get that, go there, you know.
Exactly.
Just make up your plan. And
if we're staying in place, this is what we're doing. If we have to bug out, this is what we're doing.
Exactly.
If my kids are at school, this is what we're doing. They know what they're doing.
Just bug out without them. Just leave them.
They're kind of a burden anyways. Yeah. They've got school lunch. They'll be all right. So
there's pantry. Just teach your kids where the pantry is and how to get into it.
And how to defend it and make it their own.
Until you get there. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, anyway, so yeah, know your emergency plan. It's something good that every family, every person should know, right?
Yeah.
All right. Number three is prepping a bug out bag. And this is something I think that is huge with preppers. You know, there's articles all over the place. There's podcasts all over the place about bug out bags. You know,
yeah, there are. And I've been kind of putting mine together.
Yeah, I have as well. And I guess, you know, a lot of people listening to this might be super amateur. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe they don't know what a bug out bag is, but basically,
it's got a lot of bugs in it.
It's a bag that you have at the ready that has, you know, enough stuff for you.
It's almost like a 72-hour.
Yeah, well, it's a 72-hour kit, basically.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more.
Yeah, the survival tools that you need. Some food, maybe change of clothes, all that kind of stuff that you might need if you just have to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
At that minute. And there's also a lot of people, like, actually, I have some in my vehicles. I have one in my vehicles. Yeah. And I have one at home.
Yeah, I have one at work.
Because
a little kit.
So I think that's a good idea for anybody. Even if you're not a prepper, you should have something like that.
I think so too.
It's very ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this, he actually has some good things in here. He says spare cash, change of clothes, copies of documents. So you never know what the crap's happening. So you might need some documents. You might need cash, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You need to have like 10 passports like Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get that taken care of.
So number four. Is make an emergency contact list. This to me seems
redundant.
Like it should be part of number three.
Yeah, I think so.
That should be part of your emergency list. So
yeah, your evacuation plan.
Yeah,
that should all be part of that.
Your kids, yourself, you should actually know some phone numbers in case you don't have your cell phone. Because I have an issue with that. I never know anybody's phone number.
I
hit their name on the stupid phone. So it'd be good to know that stuff. So have an emergency contact list. I guess, you know, family and
I know, like my parents, I mean, they have like a little leather book that has like all their financial stuff and like all these things in there that, you know, if you, as long as you have it in part of your, I think that should be part of your evac plan.
I hear you. Okay. So, and then number five, decide where you're going to go if SHTF. So this, again, seems redundant. That should be part of your emergency plan, I think.
I think so, too.
Maybe I don't know, but I feel like that should kind of be part of that plan.
Yeah.
So if your house is somewhere you can't stay, because me personally, 90% of the time you're going to want to stay at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Because that's where all your food is. That's where, I mean, that's where everything is, right? So So you need to know where you're going to go if you can't stay there.
Yeah.
And that should be part of your emergency plan, I would suspect, right?
It should be.
Okay. But again, that's sort of redundant. And the next one to me feels a little bit redundant as well. Decide who's going to be part of your plan and who's not.
Like so, your spouse. No.
Well, it depends on the week, really. Right? Yeah. So you
caused the reason for evacuation.
Yeah. So you know you're going to want your family, your immediate family there. Right? But is there going to be anybody else? Like, if stuff's going down, are you going to come get me?
Right.
You most likely will because you're going to miss me.
We've talked about this too. Like, you know, like your dad, he has a good storage of like, you know, weapons.
Weapons.
And so I'm like, yeah. I want this guy in my network.
Yeah. And so. And
like Kobe and I, like stuff that we've been getting together and like, okay, you know, you have this, I have this.
And
you know, you don't want some of the essentials to not be in your, because somebody else has them. But I mean, to share, you know, and I've got a lot more bullets for this gun.
For me, you obviously being in the medical field. You're going to want somebody that has that kind of knowledge with you because
you're going to,
my head falls off. You're going to know how to put it back on. You know what I mean?
Yep. I've done that.
Yeah. So, yes, by the way, Cam is in the medical field. So that's something that,
Medical tips aren't made up. Okay.
They're not made up, but they aren't actual medical advice.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't try and save a life with my tips.
But yes, they are coming from somewhere with a little bit of knowledge. Okay. So, that was number six. Number seven, start making studying and repetition a part of your life.
Yeah. I think it's just continuing to learn different things.
Yeah.
Study, you know.
And I think that goes to the books, and I think that goes to learning different survival
general
skills.
General and really detailed stuff, you know.
Yeah.
How many liters of water you're going to need for a certain period of time. And
how to store food safely, properly.
Study it all, yeah, exactly.
And this is stuff.
Cycling them out and things like that.
Yep, we're going to go over all of these things in the future.
We are.
We're going to learn as you guys are learning.
Yeah.
Stay tuned, kids. Okay, number eight, get your family into prepping.
Right on.
Hey, honey. You want to go buy a bunch of ramen?
Let's pretend we're prepping.
Yeah. This is something you should do. I've got young kids. I don't see how really get them into prepping.
Yeah.
It'd have to be my wife, and she is somewhat on board, I guess.
I know.
How about yours?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat. She's okay with food storage.
She's worried about the water.
The water?
The water storage.
Good.
But
that's a good thing to worry about because it's probably your number one thing.
I know.
Right?
And clothes and shoes and
makeup. I mean, if you run out of foundation.
She does want to make sure that lipstick.
Uh-huh.
Man, could you imagine no mascara?
I don't even want to think about it.
I don't either.
It's a world I don't want to think about it. Mm-hmm. So get your family into prepping. Just do it. Number nine, start getting your finances in order. See, this one, a lot of people don't think about.
Well, we were kind of talking about, that's the
rich dad, poor dad. Yeah, exactly. Because I think this is something that a lot of people have an issue with, just getting in debt and, you know, not having money stashed away, not having any cash.
Yeah.
I have that issue sometimes.
Plastic's going to be just completely useless.
So if we have a grid down situation, if there's an EMP or there's a cyber attack on the grid, your credit card is bogus. You can't use it, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Set aside some cash.
Some cash.
And small bills.
And cash will probably only work for so long. It just depends on what's going to happen.
And if it doesn't work, you burn it.
You burn it, yeah.
So you got some paper.
Keep your tootsies warm.
So, yeah, I mean, you do. And, you know, it also not, you know, go out of your way and get into debt. Storing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Not going to matter.
So I guess, you know, if you have your finances in order, you're probably going to have some extra cash that you can every month buy some food that you can put away, buy some, you know,
and do some
gear, some water.
And be able to do some bartering.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Yep. So that's number nine. Number 10.
This one's important.
This one's hard.
This one sucks, but it's important.
This one's hard. Yeah, it is important. Work out and start eating right.
So if you're a big...
obese?
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying
it.
If you're a big, obese, sedentary person,
mm-hmm.
and you can't run and you can't carry a backpack very far, you're done.
You're the first one to get eaten by the zombies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But seriously, if stuff
I think in this area, and it's not even mentioned in this article, but I think what goes in part with this is if you rely on medications, you've got to have that all really organized. You've got to have, you know, places to store your medicines in cool places. Just That's all part of
it.
Is it
like diabetes is a big deal, obviously?
Yeah, insulin's going to be a horrid thing.
Yeah, so you're going to have some sort of a plan, and yeah. I don't know what that is. But
I don't either. I mean,
you know
what
I mean?
It's really hard to even think about if you don't rely on it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's going to take a lot of effort.
Yeah, so it really is.
Bless your soul.
Diabetes. Feel bad for you, but you'll
be okay.
Lay up the sugar or whatever it may be. And
yeah.
But
yeah, you need to be fit. You need to know how to use your medicines and have them, you know, you need to have them available. Especially, you know, asthma medications and insulins.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Exactly. So that's the whole article. That's it. You know, we went through all those 10 things, and that's just a good place to start.
I think that's a really good place to start.
And we want to hear from you guys. We do have an Instagram account, Casual Preppers Podcast, at Casual Preppers Podcast, and then also on Facebook, Casual Preppers Podcast. So let us know what your guys' tips are on starting stuff, because we want to hear, you know what I mean? We're learning.
I know there's guys and girls out there that are just they're hardcore in there.
Yeah, they know
geniuses
their stuff.
On this stuff, and I would love to be their friend when things go
exactly
south.
So let's be friends.
Yeah.
Let's all be friends.
Yeah. Please inform us of any nice tips to
exactly
survive.
But now it's time for our quick and dirty medical tip.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
All right, Cam, what you got?
All right. So quick medical tip. So not always are you going to have your hydrocodone or Percocet or
really,
you know, your good stuff.
I never
Some
leave
people
house
may.
Without my Loratab.
But
don't.
You know, pain management is a big concerning thing, especially when there's injuries, you know, within your family or a group that you're with. So you need to know some basic things to treat and help pain without having any medication.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are simple and these are things that we all know, but we don't think about them as being good anesthetics.
Right.
So number one, compression. So compression, you know, it's as simple as almost like a tourniquet, but you want to cover the whole area that's wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to check pulses, make sure you're not cutting off circulation, but compression, you know, it well, I don't know what more to say about compression.
Compression.
You know, it's just going to reduce blood flow to the nerves and you get your natural anesthetic there. So the other one, you know, cryo anesthesia, whether it be really cold water from the river,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can soak things in it, snow, ice, anything like that. So that's as simple as, you know, freezing.
Yeah.
And you just got to be careful with that, you know, because you don't want to turn around and have
frostbite.
To deal with frostbite and then all that comes with that. But, you know, something safe, 15 minutes on, and keep something in between your skin and the ice and the snow, just a small piece of cloth. But, yeah, great anesthetic is ice. And that one's been around since 4th century BC, you know.
That's a long time
Hippocrates,
ago.
Yeah. So the other one, heat therapy. You know, you want to make sure the person's not bleeding out and then put heat on there.
Yeah.
But, you know, strains, even fractures and stuff, some heat therapy can actually relax the muscles, and
mm-hmm.
that's a good control of pain. And then the other one, splinting, stabilizing anything that's really badly injured.
Just
you know,
issues.
An ankle, a fracture. So, yeah.
That's nice to always have stuff that you can use.
Yeah, these are all
things.
Just completely and readily available. Compression, you know, cryoanesthesia might be the only tricky one. And
except for it feels like it's winter here all the time, so
yeah, it's always freaking winter. But I mean, you can usually find, you know, something that's kind of unless you're in the middle of the desert, which we practically are.
Mm-hmm.
But the extremes, so
yes,
we get the ice cold too.
Yeah,
but yeah, there you go.
All right, thank you, Cameron.
It's gonna save everybody's life right
yes,
now.
Yes, right now. So cool. All right, so the next thing we wanted to do is talk about Mission 16 from BattleBox. So if you guys don't know what BattleBox is, it's a monthly subscription box. They send it out to every single month. There's a whole bunch of different subscriber levels, right?
Yeah.
So we are the top level, 150 bones a month, but you get a knife or some sort of a blade every month. And every mission has a theme.
Yeah.
So this theme, Mission 16, is land navigation. And when I saw that at first, I was like, it sounds kind of lame.
Yeah, I did too.
But it actually was pretty cool once we got it. So we get the first thing that was in there was this bandana, the Stargazer bandana, which is kind of cool. It glows in the dark, and it has all the star constellations on it for North America, I think, is whatever it is. And then it shows you
Planet Earth.
Oh, Planet Earth? Okay.
Yeah, these are for Planet Earth.
Yes. But anyways, it shows you how to navigate from those constellations. So you can have that in the middle of the night and take it out, look at it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Yeah, I like that. And then there was...
nice compasses.
Yeah, there were two compasses.
The binoculars were really nice.
Yes, there was binoculars.
Actually, a really good quality set, I thought.
Yeah, yeah. There was the U.S. Army Guide to Map Reading and Navigation.
That, I think,
that
was
little book was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
There was a DVD in there about land navigation. I'll probably never watch it, but it's there.
Yeah.
And then the last thing was the Sniper Blade Works SOF Chopper, which is like a
mean freaking blade.
It's like a mini machete sort of deal.
It's heavy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that thing is an axe. It's like,
yeah, it's
legit. Feels like the weight of an axe, but it's like a machete.
Yeah.
Sharp as a butcher knife. It's a sweet blade.
So there was some good, useful things in there, yeah. I think. So,
I think those subscription boxes, mm-hmm. they're awesome because, you know, just like this, you know, how do you get into prepping? I mean, this is kind of what,
yeah.
I mean, they've got these different scenarios that you would never think of, and these guys compile some really awesome stuff. So,
yeah. So anyways, check those guys out, and we'll probably have some photos and things on our Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, you can see what, yeah.
Yep, so we'll do that. And that's the show for today, guys. Please come see us on Instagram, Casual Preppers Podcast. See us on Facebook, Casual Preppers Podcast. Obviously, subscribe to this on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere you can find it.
Yeah,
and tell your buddies.
Check it out.
Tell your buddies.
Consolidated version of all the prepping you will ever need.